Pacifica Headlines for the Pacifica Network. I'm Jesse Lentz.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth and ITAL is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host, and I'm here with my able, trusty producer and assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc. I'm excited again.
Now, I understand there's some folk that we need to thank because, as usual, we were able to exceed our goal.
Yes, sir.
Who are those people?
We got a friend from the city of Industry, California. Thank
All right.
you. And Moses from Clinton, Maryland. Thank you. Friend from Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you. I'm Walter Morton, a longtime contributor from Bristol, Tennessee. Thank
All
you,
right.
Walter. We got a friend from Washington, D.C. Thank you. And Darnell Fortson from Arlington, Virginia. Thank you. Derek Murdoch from Washington, D.C. Thank you. And a friend from College Park, Maryland. Thank you all.
We just want to thank all of you, you know, because I appreciate your support and that you believe in this station and in this program. You know, Frank, when I was in medical school and doing some of those inevitable late nights, and especially when doubt creeped in, I would often go up to the first floor and I would walk down the hall where the class portraits would line the walls. There you would find, you know, people who had already been through the program. And somehow I was attracted to the older frames, the black and white portraits that had begun to fade and to even start turning a warm yellow color. You know, those were faces of men and women from generations back, now doctors, who trained in an era when the tools were scarce, you know? The hours were brutal. And the odds were often stacked against them. And whenever the road ahead felt overwhelming, I would look closely into the determined eyes of those people and would quietly promise myself, if they could make it, if they could carry the weight and make it through to the other side, then I could also, you know. It's interesting because next year marks exactly 50 years since my portrait went up on the wall, you know? And times are funny, you know, because I think, you know, things go sort of in a full circle. And I like to imagine that somebody somewhere walked down that hall, and they felt exhausted. They felt stressed, you know, and they looked at that bald head, my portrait, and thought, well, if this fella can make it, if he can finish, I know I can, you know. The hardest journeys in life often feel less lonely when you can see the footsteps of those who walked before you. You know, I know for me, it was truly a blessing. And this is true for our health as it is for any profession, you know. Changing lifelong habits, regaining your vitality, taking charge of your health can feel daunting until you hear people who have stood right where you are today and yet have found a path forward. And so we've invited a few fellow travelers who've negotiated and navigated the very turnaround that you are undertaking. And it's not a lecture, but it's to show you that lasting wellness is in reach. If they can do it, we know that you can do it. Brother Frank, present our guest today.
Yes, we have Patricia Grady and Richard Van Dyke, and they will introduce themselves.
All right.
Grady?
Well, good afternoon to everyone, and I'm very happy to be here to share my experience and my success. I am an attorney, and I read a lot, so I have that on my side and longevity on my side. My grandmother lived to be 105, and my aunt, 103.
Yes.
So I'm going to do the right thing.
All right.
It's good to be here.
My name?
Yes,
my name is my name is Richard Van Dyke. I'm retired, so-called retired, because I still keep doing what I love best. That's reading, writing, listening to my positive videos. But anyway, my journey was, when I met, in my journey, was Dr. Watkins. I was seeing another physician and was notified that I had pre-diabetes and diabetes right behind it. So I said, man, what can I do to get out of this situation? That's when I came in, called Dr. Watkins, sat down and got an invitation to his office, an appointment to his office, and everything took place from there.
You had diabetes and any other conditions?
Yeah, high blood pressure. Yeah. And on my kidney, they found a small, very small mass, centimeters, so it hasn't grown. So we're working on that also at the moment.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And attorney, what was your major health concerns that
hypertension? My blood pressure was through the roof. It was like 180.
190.
It goes up and down. It was going up and down. But anyhow, my doctor, when I went in for my annual, he prescribed medication. And I told him I would not take that medication. He could keep the prescription. And he says, well, I need to lose 25 pounds. And I said, I can do that. And that was easy for me to do. But, of course, there were other things I had to do. I had to change my diet. I had to get more rest. And I already knew Dr. Watkins. So because I had been blessed to have met him. Years before, I called him, set up a meeting or an appointment, and of course, we disagreed on the amount of weight I had to lose. He said 35 pounds, I said 25 pounds, and of course, I lost the 25, and nobody's complaining because my blood pressure came down.
So, had either of you tried traditional treatments to control your conditions?
I did. Yeah, they put me on different medications. No nutritional value, but...
they didn't start out with nutrition?
No, they didn't even mention it. Yeah, they just described the medicine to me, started putting me on the pills, and that was it. Till you came along.
and you know, and it's interesting because when I was in medical school, the first thing that was recommended in the medical text was lifestyle.
Wow.
Diet and exercise.
That was a long time ago, Doc.
Remember, it'll be 50 years next year. So that's in the history, you know.
Yes.
I obviously, lifestyle don't work, you know. So they don't do it anymore, right?
They don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, it says you put me on your program, the Eden's Gold, Watkins Institute. So. A cleansing program, that's what did the trick. Took me right off of the diabetes. Went for the blood test that you recommend, of course, and looked at my numbers. They were improving. And next thing I know, I was down to, I was at 6.4, 6.5.
Your hemoglobin A1C.
A1C, yes. Mm-hmm. And then it came down to 5-something, and then one more time, got the blood test, it came down to 5.5. I got a phone call from the other doctor that was taking under her care, actually. I told them, but anyway, I notified them that I was going to take the supplements that your program suggested, and all that worked. It worked. Yep.
Right.
Down of diabetes free. Thank God. Yeah.
I want to add that when I had my annual this year with the same doctor that had prescribed the medication, when I went in for my blood pressure test, the monitoring of it, he just looked at me and smiled. He said, "You lost the weight." I said, "I did more than lose the weight, doctor." I said, and so bottom line is he was very pleased, and I told him it was all Dr. Watkins.
Yeah.
He put me on the right path.
So, you know, were you having any kind of symptoms from your diseases? And so, go ahead.
I probably was tense. I was, I would get excited. I may raise my voice, or I didn't have patience, but I didn't have all the other symptoms. I wasn't, I didn't have headaches. I didn't have anything that would cause, other than the tension, and I didn't have anything that made me say, go to the hospital or go for an emergency checkup. I didn't have that. And I think that's because I was doing some exercise and I was eating right. I was just eating too much and not doing as much exercise. And so I cut out the alcohol. I was drinking wine quite a bit. And I still drink wine, you know, socially, but not as often as I was drinking it. So it was the immediate change in the cleansing program that Dr. Watkins, I agree with you, that cleansing program really works.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have built up in your system everything that's not good for you. And, of course, at that time, I was eating whatever my husband can eat, period. He's 6'2", 180, and he can eat. And I can't eat what he eats. And so now I have that. I don't even concern myself with that. But to answer your question, it was also the cleansing program Dr. Watkins gave that helped, that started it, that gave me that initial impetus.
So, how long did it take for you to first start seeing results?
Not long, because I started the program, I was all in immediately.
Yes, you were.
I was all in day one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was determined not to take medication, because everything I read, those medications have side effects. And I did not want any long-term effects. I didn't trust the medication. And the more you read about them, they're all bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And so I saw results immediately. My weight was off less than 3 months, all of it.
Mm. Yeah, my situation's, I wasn't overweight. I was weighing about 160, 165 pounds for my height. That was excellent. But nutritionally, that's where the downfall came. Because I noticed when I start feeling the effects on the diabetes, I was getting a little tired more frequent and just felt awkward because my glucose, that's when Dr. Walkers put me on the glucose patch.
The monitor,
thank you.
Continuous glucose monitor.
Yeah, I was with that. And that let me know my sugar would go up and go down. I said, man, so I had to be careful with the ache. It was a little tougher for me. I wasn't as good as Miss Brady there. It was great. I said, man, Doc said, man, man, that way I have to do to make you get serious about this program.
You're a little slow.
Yeah. He looked at me and said, what we need to do, what we got to do to get you to... Yeah, and all kinds of thoughts are going through my mind. Then I said, I'm not prepared to die right now. Right now.
I had to call in to Dr. Watkins every day. I had to do my, so that was the other reason. I was going to bed early. I knew if I didn't get my rest.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We weren't working on the blood pressure then. We were working on the diabetes. When I got on the program for the blood pressure, man, that took about 2 weeks. Doc said, oh, he said, you call me every morning. I couldn't believe he meant that. So I said, okay, I'm up early now. So I said, when's the best time to call you? He said, oh, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. I said, so he knows I call him. So make a long story short, I said, yeah. So we chopped them pills right in half. He says, all right, get on half, Van Dyke. I said, okay. I got on that half. Next thing I said, Doc, it's coming down. It's coming down. I said, all right, well, let's try without the medication. Sure enough, man, I was reluctant, but I said, I got to have faith. And ever since then, man, I started that program in March. And I say by the end of March, beginning of March, April, that was it. And my numbers was low as can be, 109, 117, over 80, all those funny kind of numbers I never saw before.
I kept a record, actually.
Same here, yeah.
Because I would text the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I went originally to the doctor in April.
Mm-hmm.
And in May, I started getting results on my blood pressure.
Oh, wow. 125, 82,
118, 77. Mm-hmm. 118.77.
Yeah, those numbers are sweet.
So I had to keep it every day. I mean, he reminded me every day.
I know.
So if I didn't get him on the telephone, I had to text him. But most of the time, I was already in the club working out, wasn't I, Doc?
That's right.
And I have not stopped.
That's
and I couldn't encourage my friends. My friends don't work. They're all... by virtue of their marriages, they never worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're at the club, like all the time, all the mornings. And I would say to them, get off the medication, get off the medication, because one takes high blood pressure. So I'm trying to convince her that you don't need it. And I've been able to do that with my cousin, because she is, as I am, she's, well, everybody I know works out. I don't know any of my friends or my, they all work out.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Yes, yes. But I try to, everyone around me, I want them to be healthy.
Right.
And, but most importantly, I want them to be close to the Lord, because if they're close to the Lord, then of course he'll direct your path. He'll get you in the right. He'll straighten you out health-wise. Or I send them to Dr. Watkins. Mm-hmm. I tell them to call Dr. Watkins. But I assure you that Dr. Watkins was the key. By calling in every day, that was the key, because you don't deviate.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get your rest. Yes, you can eat right. And I eat only organic foods. I grow my own foods in a garden at the church. So I have a total of 4 plots. I share with 2 of my friends.
Oh, wow.
And so 2 with one friend and 2 with another friend. And so we grow all of our organic food.
That's key.
So that's already an item. And so, and now I'm trying to go totally vegetarian. Now that I hear all these negative things about the microwave and the things that it causes, and by when you put the meat in there and the chicken in there or whatever, it's no good. It releases all these things and then it goes into your system. So I'm trying to get away from that too.
Right.
So, but anyhow, I'm just so grateful for Dr. Watkins. I think everyone should have 2 things, a good doctor and the Lord.
Yeah, there you go.
So, what was the most difficult part of the change for you?
Making that transition in terms, particularly your eating habits, because I know you had me on rice, and then in the morning I eat oatmeal, and that's before I fast for the 2 weeks. And man, but I did it. I was determined. I did it. First, I was using that instant oatmeal. And I said, nah, the sugar in that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I used some packets. I said, nah. So I went to one of the organic stores and got the, what you had recommend, the oatmeal, whole grain. And man, it made a big deal of difference. Then I put my fruit in there, which are organic. And yeah, but that's the greatest challenge, doctor, is that going through that rigorous, I went through basic training. It wasn't that hard. I went through basic
That's
training.
That's hard to believe.
Man, I'm serious. I said, oh. And to change that taste, you know, that you're conditioned to eat and swallow, and say, man, this food is delicious. Now I can eat oatmeal like it's nothing. I can eat rice like it's nothing. People say, how can you do it, Richard? How can you do it? I said, man, that's just, it tastes better. I said, after a while, you acquire the natural flavor of the food. Yeah, I steam all my food. Just like the young lady said there, I don't use the microwave. I use the steamer. I steam it just right, and that's how I fix my meals.
Mm-hmm. So would you say the mental or the physical was the most difficult?
They're about equal, I would say. For me, anyway. I can't speak for anybody else. Yeah, the mental, because in order to get to the physical, you have to deal with the mental. And then you told me about walking. I go out and I walk around the parking lot. That's how I started out. You know, I said, oh, I got to start walking now. And you have to use discipline.
How much did you walk now? How much did you walk this morning?
I walked 4-point-some miles this morning.
Yeah.
You know, so because of the humidity.
You generally walk between 4.5 to 5 miles a day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What did
you walk
before?
Yeah, I love it. I love walking. You couldn't get me to do anything. I said, man, I'd love to walk. Even when I travel and go out of town, I find me a walking place. I visit my daughter. I said, well, can I walk in? What, a dog might? I said, the heck with that dog, man. I'm walking. I'm walking. And that's what I do. I always get my walking in. somehow, some way, whatever.
How about you, Attorney Grady?
Which question? What's mental?
How much did you walk before, and how much do you walk now?
And what was also deal with the mental and physical.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, I used to ride the bike at the club. I used to spin. I would do the spin class, and then COVID came. So I always did exercise. Right. So I'm consistent. But I wasn't slim. I was doing the exercise and eating. Okay. So, and when you work out, you psychologically, you say, well, I deserve to eat this. I earned this. So you go and you hang out with your friends and you eat a little more than what you would normally eat. Then you go home and you eat again. So I was overdoing it. So the physical was never difficult for me because I'm a walker. I've walked 8 miles. The most I've ever walked at one time was 8 miles flat. But every day I walk on level 15, 4 to 5 miles a day, 4 to 5 days a week. So that's nothing for me.
Right.
And then I do weights. So I do both. Now, and so physically, is it physical or mental for me? Well, I'm a mental person. So plus I'm a believer. So of course, believing makes anything easy when you believe.
Yep.
So believing is everything for me. So the physical was nothing. Neither one was nothing for me, quite honestly, because I'm a believer. I know what the value of it is. If you know how important it is to eat right, sleep right, exercise, then there's zero excuse for you not to do it. None. And then when the mirror is kind to you, when you look in the mirror and you see the results, you never want to go back. I am wearing clothes that when I was in college. Right. So, and I was telling my girlfriend just today, because I told her I was going to be on it for her to tune in because I want her to get off the medicine. That's the reason I told her to tune in. But I was telling her today, like when I was in Jamaica, I didn't work out at all. You get in the water, but that's not working out. And you can miss days, but your body is so fit now. It comes right back the minute you go back. And she says it's the memory. Your body has memory, physical memory. So I'm good, doctor. Physical or mental was not difficult for me. That food, I'll tell you, that diet you gave me initially, ugh. My mom was a chef by trade, okay? So Dr. Walkers, that was plain. But it worked. It pays off. And I would recommend it to anyone because I had to drop the weight. That was the key.
And get the pressure down.
Yep.
Yes.
The number here is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We have two experienced, successful people. Give us a call with your questions or comments. 202-588-0893. How long did it take for you to really start seeing results once you hit it?
Let me interrupt for a minute. You listen to the WPFW FM 89.3 FM on your radio dial or WPFWFM.org worldwide.
All right. So how long did it take for you to start seeing results?
That for me?
Yeah, for both of you.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, in terms of the diabetes, it took, I'd say, about 6 months for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 6 months, close to 7 months. And
now, once you started serious,
in earnest.
Once you start in earnest,
right.
we're not talking about the lag time.
Yeah, I had to start over again. I remember now. Yeah,
because doesn't forget anything.
Because the first time I started in March, and then when I looked at my records here, I started in May of 25. So yeah, let me see. Yeah, May 29th, 2025. That's when I started getting serious again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then right up until June. Okay, yeah, right up to June 4th. That's when I was officially off of the diabetes.
All right.
Off the diabetes.
See, there came a time when Richard came in and I've sinned again.
You're right, Doctor. I cannot deny that.
Yeah, I've sinned. But he once he made the decision, Frank, to do it, I mean, he has been, you know, as faithful as the attorney. I mean, because she called me every day. She's on top of it, you know, and he exercises just like she exercised. I mean, I'm so proud of both of them because, you know, when a person works hard, you want to see results.
Oh,
it actually took Richard a little longer because he had a little more to overcome, but he hung in there, Brother Frank. And he did not, once he made the decision, he did not look back.
Yes, you know? True.
And I'm so proud of him. And of course, the counselor is one of my favorites. I told her she's gonna have to get, her husband gonna start carrying a stick.
I am so happy. He used to joke with me years back, and he would say, "Oh, you can't lose that. You can't lose that," because I was cheating. I would work out, but then I'd eat like crazy. Mm-hmm. "Oh, you can't lose that. You can't lose that." And now I love to walk in front of him.
watch his eyes.
I love to follow his eyes. Okay. And he acknowledges it. He acknowledges it like crazy. And he felt so bad because of my toe. That when he stepped on my, he stumped my toe and it turned blue purple, but it's back. And that was like Friday or Saturday. So all the things that we put in our system works.
Yep.
To benefit all the nutrition we put in.
Every part of your body.
It definitely, honest to Pete, I don't take any medication. That is unheard of.
I know it. Yeah.
All my friends take something and I don't take anything, period. And that's why I told the doctor, no, thank you. Because I knew mentally, Dr. Watkins, I could do it mentally. And when I teamed up with Dr. Watkins, that was it. There's a movie that I just saw over the weekend and we had been overlooking the movie. It's called The Long Walk.
Oh, okay.
The only reason why I watched it, because I'm a walker and I wanted to see it. And it's a movie that I recommend because even though it's hard to believe that they put a movie like this together, you have to see the whole thing to the end. But they have these 50 people, young people, that have to go on this long, continuous walk, period, daily. And at the end of the walk, the one survivor, and that's the winner, and he gets his whoosh. So you have to watch that movie because it's walking, and you'll see what they have to go through during this walk.
Right.
And they have several blacks in there.
So both of you walk and,
yes.
And really do the exercise. Now, you both also said that the diet was terrible at the beginning. How is the diet now?
Perfect.
Yeah, I love it.
I told you, I grow vegetables. Now, our garden this year didn't get as much zucchini and squash and kale and chard that we got last year. And I think it's because we had those 103 degree temperatures, so the weather was really bad. Mm-hmm. And I was away quite a bit, so I didn't get it. But I drink a smoothie every single morning, Dr. Watkins. And a smoothie.
That's a fresh smoothie, right?
Yes, fresh. And I was telling someone what's in, I make different kinds of smoothies. So Dr. Watkins started the smoothie for me. He started with my brother. And so I had my brother could not eat food, period. Period. Only he couldn't have zero food, so everything was a smoothie. And Dr. Watkins gave me several different recipes. And so my brother was brought back wonderfully. In fact, I would come home. My brother would be across the street playing cards or bingo or something. Couldn't find my brother. He had made a really good recovery until he went to Florida, and that was it. And Dr. Walker says, don't let him go to Florida. Don't let him go to Florida. I did. His wife came and got him. And they didn't follow the protocol once he was down there. Mm. But the smoothie is for me. So everything's in my smoothie. It gets me going. It's my breakfast. It's got my nutrients in it. It's got my protein in it,
right,
et cetera. And then the rest of the day is light. I eat a lot of salads. And yesterday in my salad, Dr. Watkins doesn't like this, but I had salmon from the West Coast, wild salmon from, I don't eat any farm-raised anything. So I'm very conscious of that. But I eat a lot of plant-based food. So I eat salads and veggies, lots of fruit. And my diet is much, much better. Now I cheat. The summertime, you go out, you go away, et cetera. So I was near with Greek restaurants, Italian restaurants. So I eat there. I ate there. But here at home, I'm good. We grill. We grill or pan fry or saute. We're good.
Yeah.
Richard, how's the diet with you?
Yeah, I love it, to be perfectly honest about it. I did cheat a little bit the other day, just like it was great.
I have sin.
And I felt a difference the next day. I said, hey, Tuck, I said, my precious up, man. I said, I stopped at a restaurant. I took the lady that does my bookings for me when I take flights somewhere, wherever I'm going, and I tried that fish. I said, man, I said, I won't do that again. I won't sin on that. Yeah, man, my pressure was up a little bit there. I said, okay. But anyway, yeah, I eat my oatmeal. I get up in the morning, I have my oatmeal. Well, I don't have that first, but I go ahead and walk first. And then when I come back from walking, I eat my oatmeal, just like you ordered. And I put a little fruit in it, some blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. Mm-hmm. It's good. In the afternoon, I have some rice, some asparagus, or some other vegetables to go along with that, some broccoli, Bristol sprouts, and what else did I experiment with? Oh, even kale. I even tried to steam kale a little bit. Turned out pretty good. And then I drink plenty of water. I don't have any juice or anything. I don't even drink any juice, really, unless I make it. And that's occasionally, because I don't want the sugar all up in me. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I love it. The diet.
How much have you lost?
Excuse me?
How much weight have you lost?
I lost, I was 165. I wasn't overweight, really. But I'm back to my high school days. I'm like 155, mm-hmm. between 155 and 148. I'm about like Frank.
I'm
about Frank size.
125.
Yeah, I'm about
Frank. You know, the interesting thing about this weight is when you're eating right, when you get to your right weight, you just stay there.
You do.
Yeah.
Right, you do.
Yeah. When I go back to my high school reunion, they say, "Oh, Rich Man, this year I'll be gone." They said, "Rich Man, how you do it? How you look so thin like you did when you were back in high school?" Yeah, those who don't know me, they know how I look when I was in high school. You can look at pictures of me when I was a thin young man. Yes. Yeah.
For me, Doctor, still a challenge is sleep. I read a lot. And I like to read at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And that's not good for me because my husband's getting up at 5:30 like you, Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's not enough sleep for me. So it's a challenge. So that was the most difficult thing for me. I had to count to fall asleep because I'd be so wired.
Mm.
Not wired like I was, but from having the computer on, reading, et cetera. So I would just totally relax and count. They do the military count, four, hold it, four, and release it, the thing, and I'd go to sleep. So that was my challenge, and that's working for me.
Brother Frank, this lady is a workaholic.
That's true.
She takes her work very, very seriously. And so, you know, we had to work with her to turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, once she made the decision. So how long did it take for your blood pressure to come down? Because as I recall, you were like 190 over 90 or 100.
When I'm in the office, or when you know how you can take it two or three times and it comes down right there with you. So right. It may be 180, 190, but it'd go to 160, 170. That was in the beginning. But I'd say within, and I have it, I can go through my computer or my phone, but I'd say 2 weeks because everything changed immediately for me. The rest, the diet, everything. So it didn't take long for me at all because I knew I didn't have a choice. It wasn't just the weight. It was the diet. I had to change the diet. Remember, I gave up the alcohol completely. I drank water. Now, I drink alkaline water. That's another thing. I don't drink bottled water because of everything you read about plastic. So I put in a filter that in our home that makes my own alkaline water. And I also had a full house water filter put in because the alkaline was killing my plants. So I had to put in a regular filter. And so now my plants are thriving like crazy. But I get my own alkaline water from the faucet. So water is really big. I don't think people should neglect the water. Dr. Vakas, you had me drinking 64 ounces. And I still drink 64 ounces of water a day. I keep it clean. And I like Dr. Watkins' cleansing program, too.
Oh, yes.
So to make the food taste good, what did you do?
First of all, they're on YouTube now. They have podcasts, and they'll tell you which what seasonings, what olive oil is good. Olive oil, there's only several that you can buy that's good. So I use a lot of olive oil, and I use non-salted seasoning, lemon pepper, herb seasoning with garlic. So not salt, but all organic seasonings. My mom used to make my seasonings, by the way, but she's no longer living. So she died of the flu shot. Right.
Mercy.
Yes. But bottom line is,
A hundred and what?
no, that was my grandmother.
Oh, your grandmother.
Yes, my mom never made it out of the doctor's office from a flu shot. You know that crazy flu shot that went around several years back?
No, I
And
don't take them.
she
No.
never, she didn't make it. And they didn't, she lived in Detroit, and of course, there was no one there. She should have gone directly to the hospital and they let her go home. She never made it the night.
Oh, was she?
She was 84.
Okay.
Right.
Same as my mother.
So she was young.
You were that nerve?
Pardon?
No, I was getting ready to say something. Go ahead.
So the seasoning was all herbs. Herbs. And of course, I grow them. So thyme, rosemary, those are my fish. I do eat fish and salmon. And, but, you know, I don't do the pork. So, but seasoning, olive oil is how I cook. Try to stay away from the pies and the cakes and all of
you're right.
that.
I steam all my vegetables. I don't use any seasoning or spices or anything like that. I eat it straight up. Now
Olive
I
oil
can
is
taste
good for you,
now
though.
I can taste the real flavor of the food
I agree. I agree.
of that particular. If I'm eating
Vegetable.
asparagus, man,
Yeah.
it's delicious without anything.
I'm gonna go to, I'm gonna try that. We have a steamer. I'm gonna go
Oh,
back.
you do? You know,
Yes.
it really I did, one of my classmates had called me about his nephew's eyes and wanted to know what was good for him, and so I did some research, and they were recommending broccoli, and then the one of the articles also talked about how broccoli would help broccoli and collard greens and so forth, all those cruciferous vegetables would help with memory too. And so, and then somebody I read somewhere I read that, you know, cooked was better than raw for the broccoli. So I went and steamed this broccoli, planning to put seasonings on it after I steamed it. I literally ate two servings, Richard, with
Yes.
no seasonings.
Right.
I mean,
Oh,
it was
I
delicious.
tell
Unbelievable.
you, yeah, food is delicious, man. What you I tell you. I said, wow. I said, man, I said, if I go raw, I might even go raw. Food tastes
All
so good.
organic.
Yeah, that's what I get is organic. Yep.
Organic broccoli and just a little
Just a
steaming,
little
and
bit.
man, it was tremendous.
And
You
how
know,
do
that one
broccoli,
was
do you do
better.
the plant-based foods like
burgers? Do you do plant-based foods?
Occasionally,
Okay.
I really don't like to do them.
Because sodium.
Sodium, there you go. Yes.
Sodium, and also many of them have a lot of oil in them.
Yeah.
Unlike you, I don't use olive oil,
What do you use?
especially to cook. I use coconut oil
Okay.
because coconut oil is not changed by the heat, whereas olive oil
It
is.
is, yes.
You know,
It is.
coconut oil doesn't have any double bonds, and so it's not turned into trans fats. And so ultimately, it's just better for you. And so I do the coconut oil.
It's
But let
higher in
me,
calorie.
yeah, it is. But you know, on your salads and so forth, you can use olive oil, you know. But what would be your advice to folks listening in who wants to make a change? Each of you take a minute and give what you would say.
Richard, you can go because you have more.
I thought you had more than I did, to be honest, but anyway, I'll go. Yeah, I would recommend for anyone who has high blood pressure or kidney problems or diabetes problems is to go natural. You'd be amazed at the results that you will accomplish when you do. I know it may sound weird, it might sound strange to you to switch over from regular food, which is ultra-processed, has a lot of chemicals, everything in it. Well, I shouldn't say everything, but a lot of things we shouldn't be eating. But when you go holistic, and I learned that, it made a difference in my life. I don't take any medicine in terms of high blood pressure. I come off of diabetes from listening to Dr. Watkins and participating in his program. And it works. It really works. This is no infomercial. This is the real thing. So we only have four things that we have control over, and that's our thoughts, our words, our feelings, and action. Take action. Trust me, take that action and make that move and do what's necessary for you to heal yourself and become even more healthier than what you are now.
All right.
Well, everything he said is true. I just want people to remember that medicine is not the answer. For most, do all things in moderation and always get your rest. Eat very good food in moderation, not a lot. And also get your rest and have a good doctor like Dr. Watkins. And trust me, believe in the Lord. Take it to the Lord.
All right.
Brother Frank.
Thank you.
Close the word.
Thank you to both of our guests, Attorney Patricia Grady and Richard Van Dyke. Thank you, Doc, for suggesting that we bring him on. We've had a lot of testimonial shows, and this was a great one. Thank you, Kalia Chapman and Brian Bernard and the WPFW staff. Tune in next Monday at 2 p.m. for another episode of To Your Health. You can also listen to past episodes at wpfwfm.org/archives. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that is To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at twiliving.com.
Vital is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is
thank you all.
Of course, Dr. Watkins.
Prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the healthcare in a mess. Especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise, and try your best. Might visit the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
Support for WPFW comes from Mazi Mutafa, Executive Director of Words, Beats, and Life, a 501c3 nonprofit, presenting the inaugural Game Day on Sunday, August 30th, 2026. from 2 to 6 p.m. at Anthem Row, downtown D.C., an end-of-summer activity for all ages. The games will include Scrabble, chess, hip-hop trivia, and more. This event is open to the public, but registration is required. Details are at wblinc.org/gameday.
Support for WPFW comes in part from the D.C. Jazz Festival, a 501c3 nonprofit presenting D.C. Jazz Fest, September 2nd through 6th with concerts citywide, including the Jazz D.C. All-Stars, directed by Paul Carr at Hamilton Live and Dee Dee Bridgewater, Joshua Redman, and more at The Wharf. More information is available at dcjazzfest.org.
From WPFW News in Washington, I'm Sue Goodwin. Today is Monday, August 17th. Here are some headlines. The Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Iran, signed in June, expired today with no peace deal in sight. The 60-day ceasefire was aimed at creating diplomatic space for a longer-term peace to be negotiated and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Shortly after it was signed, both sides continued military hostilities and traffic on the vital shipping route remains essentially blocked. Responding to reports that Oman and Tehran are engaged in talks to reopen the strait and end the U.S. blockade, President Trump today, speaking to Fox News, warned, using a profanity, that the U.S. will bomb Oman if it gets in the way. This comes after Trump also threatened to declare the Strait of Hormuz as a territory of the United States during a speech on Friday. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister said today that talks with Oman were continuing in earnest, despite President Trump's latest outburst. In other news, as settler violence continues in the West Bank, President Trump's envoy, Jared Kushner, met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today after Kushner held talks with Hamas leaders over the weekend. WPFW's Noah Portner has more.
Major disagreements remain after President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner met with Netanyahu. In a classic catch-22, Hamas has conditioned disarmament on an Israeli withdrawal, while Netanyahu has insisted Israel cannot withdraw until Hamas is completely disarmed. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, the siege of several Palestinian homes in the village of Kusra has continued for more than a week. Israeli settlers have surrounded the homes, restricting the movements of the Palestinian families inside. One of those homes belongs to a Palestinian-American from Ohio who returned to Kusra this week to join his family and defend his property. So far this year, at least 87 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli soldiers and settlers, according to the Associated Press. Pope Leo used his Sunday address to call for an end to what he described as repeated violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. Pope Leo urged a lasting two-state solution. Meanwhile, National Security Minister of Israel, Itamar Ben-Gvir, one of the Israeli government's most far-right figures, in a recent interview said that Israel should carry out targeted killings of 30 to 40 people every night. This shockingly extreme proposal goes against the plans of even other right-wing politicians, such as Netanyahu, and pushes peace in Palestine even further down the line. From WPFW News, I'm Noah Portner.
And in more news, Hurricane Lala pulled away from Hawaii this morning, leaving devastation in its wake. While the center of the storm did not make landfall directly, its path was close enough to cause massive flooding. Governor Josh Green said at least 150 homes had been damaged or washed away on the Big Island, and more than 150,000 customers are still without power. Some areas received more than 42 inches of rain, washing away roads and cutting off communities. AccuWeather estimates the total damage and economic loss across the islands at $3 billion to $5 billion. For WPFW News in Washington, I'm Sue Goodwin.